mind is aglow with whirling, transient nodes of thought careening through a cosmic vapor of invention.
Words have this quality. It's almost like magic, in that they can help you see things that are otherwise invisible. We can name something, just like Adam named the animals. And because we have a name for it, we can start to understand what it is, make decisions about it, interpret its meaning in our own lives. String words together to create ideas. Ideas are always based in real things, even if sometimes they can seem impossibly far away from the real world. People see things, name them, use these names to create ideas, name these ideas, and so on. Pretty soon you have one idea sitting atop another, almost like a house of cards, only the force of the ideas themselves keeps the house of cards standing up. Ideas that don't have merit, they get knocked down pretty quickly. Ideas that do have merit, well, they just keep going, and going, and going, sometimes for thousands of years. Ideas are a bit funny, slippery almost, because they can slide around from one very specific meaning into some other much more broad meaning. People may have an idea about one thing at one place at one time, but that idea might come to mean many things at many places at many times. Because they're so hard to nail down, ideas have a life of their own, more or less independent of any one of us. Ideas run around the world, doing their own thing. We live in an age where all sorts of ideas about who and what we are, about right and wrong, have full run of the world. 1,000 or even 100 years ago, none of us would have been exposed to so many ideas, so many points of view clamoring for our attention. We are forced to discriminate, to be critical of the ideas we encounter, trying them on for size to see if they fit us well. Some ideas are like comfortable clothing. They expand, they contract according to the moment. Other ideas are like custom-tailored suits. You need to be just the right size to fit into them. So we go around wearing our ideas like we wear our clothing. And our choice of ideas helps us make up our way in the world. Every new thing we encounter, our ideas come into play. They're like our early warning systems. They sniff the new thing like eager puppies and make suggestions. Is it good or bad? Will it hurt or help? Do I like it or not? Every question we ask ourselves about every new thing is answered by the ideas we carry around within us. Even if these new things are fully capable of speaking for themselves, our ideas will chime in to add to the discussion, debate, and decision. And now, with so many ideas floating around, and so many new things clamoring for our attention, a little war of a sort has broken out between our ideas and our eyes. Our ideas are content to keep themselves and us just as we are. But our eyes are constantly feasting on new things, new friends, new places, new wonders that our ideas have no place for. Every new thing is a bit of a challenge to any idea, because ideas describe the past perfectly, having only a fleeting life in the present and no meaning at all to the future. So our ideas become a bit stubborn, a bit hesitant in the face of the new. What we might soon come to enjoy, we often first encounter with resistance. That's the force of our own ideas. In situations where our ideas keep us at odds with the world, it becomes necessary to have a place to pull back, a reflecting pool of silence and stillness, so we can hear our own thoughts and the gentle tug of our own hearts, away from the storm of ideas, away from the pulse of others. It needn't be much, just a few moments when the cares of the day have been surrendered. They'll be there when we return to shoulder them again. A place where we can truly be ourselves and think and feel for ourselves. This great silent space is the ground for all human action. It is the place where you realize you have fallen in love, or where you discover the dream that you must pursue above all else. It is the place where we are most truly ourselves, where we are most naturally in our own skin. No one is watching, no one is judging. We can let the guts stick out and just feel comfortable with who and what we are. So who are we? This is not a question we can answer for anyone other than ourselves. The answer is personal. It might even be temporary. You may not be the person today, you will be tomorrow, or hope to be the day after that. Even so, in the moment of silence, there's a lot of power, because in that moment, comfortable with who we are capable of great things, miracles. And now, in this quiet, sacred moment, we will decide what we will have for ourselves.